我们翻到新约哥林多后书第三章。
Brothers and sisters, would you please turn your Bible to New Testament, 2 Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多后书第三章。
2 Corinthians chapter 3.
我们从第一节读到十八节。
We will read from verse 1 to verse 18.
我们岂是又己见自己吗？岂向别人用人的见性给你们，或用你们的见性给人吗？
Do we begin again to commend ourselves, or do we need, as some others, epistles of commendation to you, or letters of commendation from you?
你们就是我们的见信，写在我们心里，被众人所知道，所念诵的。
You are our epistle written in our hearts, known and read by all men.
你们明显是基督的信，借着我们修成的，不是用墨写的，乃是用永生神的灵写的，不是写在石板上，乃是写在心板上。
Clearly, you are an epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but by the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of flesh, that is, of the heart.
我们因基督，所以在神面前才有这样的信心。
And we have such trust through Christ toward God.
并不是我们凭自己能承担什么事，我们所能承担的乃是出于神。
Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think of anything as being from ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God.
他叫我们能承担这新约的职事，不是凭着字句，乃是凭着经意，因为那字句是叫人死，经意是叫人活。这个经意小字说做圣灵。
Who also made us sufficient as ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life.The Spirit in Chinese Bible is a Spirit in lowercase s.
那用字刻在石头上属死的执事尚且有荣光，甚至以色列人因摩西面上荣光不能定睛看他的脸，这荣光原是渐渐褪去的。
But if the ministry of death, written and engraved on stones, was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not look steadily at the face of Moses because of the glory of his countenance, which glory was passing away.
何况那属灵的执事岂不更有荣光吗？
How will the ministry of the Spirit not be more glorious?
若是定罪执事有荣光，那称义的执事荣光就越发大了。
For if the ministry of condemnation had glory, the ministry of righteousness exceeds much more in glory.
那从前有荣光的，因这极大荣光就算不得有荣光了。
For even what was made glorious had no glory in this respect, because of the glory that excels.
若那废掉了有荣光，这长存的就更有荣光了。
For if what is passing away was glorious, what remains is much more glorious.
我们既有这样的盼望，就大胆讲说。
Therefore, since we have such hope, we use great boldness of speech.
不像摩西将帕子蒙在脸上，叫以色列人不能定睛看到那将废者的结局。
Unlike Moses, who put a veil over his face so that the children of Israel could not look steadily at the end of what was passing away.
但他们心地刚硬，直到今日诵读旧约的时候，这帕子还没有绝去。这帕子在基督里已经废去了。
But their minds were blinded, for until this day the same veil remains unlifted in the reading of the Old Testament, because the veil is taken away in Christ.
然而，直到今日，每逢诵读摩西书的时候，帕子还在他们心上。
But even to this day, when Moses is read, a veil lies on their heart.
但他们的心几时归向主，帕子就几时除去了。
Nevertheless, when one turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away.
主就是那灵，主的灵在那里，哪里就得以自由。
Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
我们众人既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as the Spirit of the Lord.
第十章第一节第二节。
Chapter 4, verses 1 and 2.
我们既然蒙怜悯，受了这职分，就不上当。
Therefore, since we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we do not lose heart.
乃将那些暗昧可耻的事去解了，不行诡诈，不妙讲神的道理，只将真理表明出来，好在神面前把自己建个人良心。
But we have renounced the hidden things of shame, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the faith, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God.
好，我们圣经就暂时读到这里，请我们低头再有点简单的祷告。
We now pause here from our scripture reading. Shall we bow our head and have a simple word of prayer?
主，我们感谢你，每次来到你面前，我们都是存着一个感恩的心。
Lord, we give thanks to you every time we come before your presence. We just have this heart of gratitude.
因为不是凭着自我们自己来，是因着耶稣基督宝血的救赎。
Because it is not by ourselves, but by the salvation of your precious blood that we can come.
那所以靠着主你给我们的信心，能够坦然无惧来到世人座前。
It is by your faith that you have given to us, we can come boldly before the mercy seat.
那我们在这里能够一同仰望你，向我们说话，向我们施恩典。
So that together we look unto your word and look unto the grace which you will give to us.
借着每一次的聚会，把我们心再次眺望起来。
Through every meeting, once again stir up our heart.
借着每一次聚会，把我们带到更高之处。
And through this meeting, bring us to the higher ground.
让我们看见我们今天所蒙受恩典是何等的荣耀。
So we could see how glorious the grace we have received today is.
我们今天所能承受的祝福是何等的丰富。
And how abundant the blessing we have received today is.
让我们这些原来是堕落极深的人，今天能够抬举到成为一个神的用人来服侍我们的主。
That we were once so deeply corrupt that we could be so exalted to become ministers of Christ to serve you.
因此，让我们常常存一个敬畏的心，一同仰望等候在你面前。
Lord, grant us often this heart of fear to wait and to look on before your presence.
你的施恩给我们带领今天早晨这一点时间。
Grant your grace to us and lead us in this short period of time this morning.
在恩典里面的建造成全我们。
Oh, in your grace, perfect and build us up.
那我们这个人能够成为你所喜悦的人。
So that we'll be man pleasing to you.
我们这样祷告都靠主耶稣基督的名求。
We ask in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.早晨呢，愿意和弟兄姊妹继续来从更多后书来看保罗的服事。
This morning we will continue to fellowship on the ministry of Paul according to 2 Corinthians.
我们说有人称哥林多后书是保罗的自传。
Some people call 2 Corinthians Paul's autobiography.
就从哥林多后书来看保罗这个神的用人。
So from 2 Corinthians, we will view Paul as the minister of Christ.
他说在各样事上呢，要表明他是神的用人。
Because he once said that in all things he will manifest that he is God's servant.
在各样事上借着服事把神用人那种的性情那种的性格把它表明出来。
So in all things, in all his services, he will manifest the nature, the character of God's servant.
让人看见他的确是一个神的用人。
So people could really see that he is a servant of God.
所以神把保罗放在更多教会这样的光景的当中。
So here God has placed Paul in the Corinthian church in this specific environment.
把保罗放在这个属肉体、属许多不讨神喜悦的环境的这个教会里面。
And this is a carnal church. Among there's so many things unpleasing to God.
也把保罗摆在许多不同不容易的环境、艰难的环境里面的中来显明他是怎样服侍神。
God has placed Paul in such difficult situations to manifest how Paul actually served God.
我们知道神借着各样环境来训练他的用人，他的仆人。
We do know that God would use all kinds of circumstances to train to use His servants.
也借着许多环境，让神的用人能够把那个基督的生命把它表明出来。
So through all these circumstances, God will make His servants bring forth the life of Christ.
所以保罗他也曾经说，你们该效法我，像我效法基督一样。
This is why Paul once said, "Imitate me as I imitate Christ."
我们知道圣经讲到神的仆人，神的用人。
We know that when the Bible speaks of God's servants or God's ministers,
在旧约有摩西，在新约是保罗。
In Old Testament we see there is Moses, but in New Testament we see Paul.
这两个人就成为神仆人的一个榜样。
These two figures have become the very models as God's servants.
我们从他们身上看见神是如何预备一个器皿。如何训练一个器皿
Because in them we could see how God has been preparing for a vessel and also how he trains his servants.
神在如何来使用他的器皿在神的百姓当中在神的教会当中来服侍神
And also how God would prepare his vessel to be used among his people as well as in his church.
所以这两个旧约新约的神的仆人就成为以后神仆人的一个榜样。
Therefore, these two figures in Old Testament and New Testament respectively have become the two very examples of God's servants.
我们感谢神，我们都是神所救赎出来的人。
We thank God that all of us have been delivered, redeemed by God.
都是主耶稣用他宝血所重价所买赎回来的人。
We were people bought by Christ Jesus through his blood at a price.
就是要叫我们这些人都来侍奉神做他的仆人。
So that all of us can come to serve him as his ministers.
所以我们可以从更多后书神的用人保罗神的用人这个人身上我们来学习看到底怎样来做神的用人。
So here from Paul as a minister of Christ that we will learn to be God's servant.
他们是怎样来服侍神？
How do these servants serve God?
也让我们知道如何在这个时代当中如何来服侍神。
And how we should serve God in this particular age.
我们说到保罗或者说神的用人，他不是单单做一些事物而已。
We talk about this that as ministers or servants of God, it's not that they only do certain things.
他借许多外面的工作，许多外面的服事，他在那里的内涵乃是在写一封基督的信。
But through all these external works or the tasks, the servants actually are writing an epistle of Christ.
我想这就说到新约服事的一种性质。
And this points to the very nature of the services in the New Testament.
他借着服事把基督写在人的心上。
Paul, through his service, actually writes Christ in man's heart.
把基督的生命，把基督的恩典，丰丰富富的写在那些服事人的身上。
And God, through the life, through the grace of Christ, has actually written this epistle among those who serve Him.
叫这些人成为基督的一封信。
So all these people have become an epistle of Christ.
这封信叫人来念诵的时候，就可以从这些人身上读出基督自己。
So as people read them, then people can actually read out Christ Himself.
借这封信，人可以认识基督他是谁。
Through this epistle, people will come to know who Christ is.
那保罗在新约里面的服事，他是怎样写这封信呢？
Now, as Paul served in the New Testament, how does he write this epistle?
他说他不是用墨来写的，乃是用永生神的灵写的。
He said he's not writing it with the ink, but with the Spirit of the living God.
不是写在石板上，乃是写在心板上。
Not on the tablets of stone, but on tablets of flesh.
他说他能够承担在神面前有这样的承担不是出于自己乃是出于神自己。
And also Paul says the reason he has this sufficiency to do so is not from God. It's not from himself but from God.
他承担新约执事不是凭着字句乃是凭着经意凭着圣灵。
He undertake this ministry in New Testament is not by letters but by the Spirit.
因为字句是叫人死。灵是叫人活。
Because the letters kill and spirit gives life.
保罗在这一再说不是不是。
Here, Paul time again said, it's not by this, not by this.
不是用墨写的不是写在石板上。
Not with an ink, not with written on the tablet of stone.
不是凭自己能承担什么事。
It's not by himself that he's sufficient for anything.
不是凭着字句。
It's not by letters.
因为他写这封信，他是用永生神来灵写的。
As Paul writes this epistle, he's writing it with the Spirit of the Living God.
他写这封信是写在人的心板上。
And when he writes on man's heart, the fleshly.On the tablet of flesh.
当他讲到许多不是的时候
While Paul is talking about so many not,
我们看这些都是说到一些外面的一些事情
All these not refer to external things.
讲到是的时候都是讲到这是一个属灵的事情这是出于神的事情
When he speaks of actually by,Then he speaks of spiritual things.
这是根据神，这是根据圣灵。
It's according to the Spirit, according to God.
当我们读这些不是或者是的时候，我们在发觉这样的职事实在是不是人所能够承担、所能胜任的。
Whether he's talking about by or not by, we do understand that all this ministry of the New Testament that cannot be undertaken by men.
不是有人有资格来做这些事情。
It's not that men are qualified to do all this.
我们知道，我们常听说，我们常听见说，神的工作只有神才能够做。
We often hear that only God can do His own work.
只有圣灵才能做成神的工作。
Only the Holy Spirit can accomplish God's work.
所以，当讲到这些。服事的时候，人实在会觉得这谁能够承担得起呢
？So when we talk about all these services, we often feel who's sufficient for all these.
所以当人若是看见什么是新约的服事
，So if man truly understand what the New Testament service,
当人稍微能够稍微摸到一点灵里面的服事的时候
，If you can actually touch upon this inner spiritual service inside you,
人真是会上当。
Then men would really lose heart.
因为这样的事谁能够承担，谁能够做呢
？Because who is able to do such a work who is sufficient for all this?
神的事情既然只有神能够做，那么神人怎么能承担这样的职事，能够做这样的事情
well,
工作呢
？God's work can only be done by God. Then who is sufficient for undertaking all this work?
人面对这样服事的时候，人只能上当。
That's why when men actually face this kind of service,
人怎么惧怕？
Men will fear and lose heart.
人真是稍微摸到一点属灵服事的时候，人真是会恐惧战惊。谁能够担当得起呢？
If you truly touch upon the spiritual services, you will fear and tremble because who is sufficient for this?
我记得好多年前听那个演讲弟兄他亲口这样说
I remember many years ago I heard this by myself from an elder brother who said this
他服事已经那时候已经超过三十年以上了
At that time he had served the Lord over 30 years
他说他每一次要讲到的时候他里面非常恐惧
But he said every time he was about to preach he just was fearful
那时候我还年轻，不太懂他的意思，不太能明白他所说的意思。
At that time, I was young, so I couldn't understand what he was saying.
因为我每次看他在那边交通的时候，非常，非常通顺，非常好像非常释放。
Because every time as I saw him sharing, I thought he was so relaxed and the sharing was so flowing.
一点都不紧张，一点都不惧怕。
He seemed he wasn't afraid at all. He wasn't nervous.
所以我实在不能明白他所说的话。
So I truly could not understand what he meant.
慢慢属灵年纪稍微多一点以后，才能够稍微体会一点他当时所说的意思是什么。
But gradually, as I grow in spiritual matters, then I somewhat can sense what he meant.
能碰到新约的服事的时候，真是要惧怕。
Because whenever men come to touch upon the services in New Testament, men should fear.
真是要上胆。
Should lose heart.
但是我们看见今天许多人在服事的时候，他非常。胆子非常大。
But actually, as we see, so many people are, who are serving things, and it seems they are so bold.
觉得好像这没有什么太大的事情，太不了事，了不起的事情。
Really no big deal.
所以人当然不是说好像非常胆子非常大。
As they serve, it seems they are so audacious.
好像什么话都敢说。
As though they could say anything.
并且有时候说起来口气非常大。
And sometimes as they speak about things,
我们要借着福音，我们要借着福音把整个中国翻转过来。
Like they would say, we will turn the China up through the.
我们要把整个中国福音化。
To evangelize the whole China.
好像非常有把握，非常有信心。
As though they're so assured, so full of confidence.
好像什么事情他都可以做。
It's not that they could do anything they want to.
因为他不知道什么叫新约的服事。
Because they do not know what is called the New Testament services.
因为不知道什么是新约服事的性质，它内容是什么。
Because they do not know about the nature and the content of the New Testament service.
后面保罗说他能够大胆讲说他不上胆，我想后面我会稍微解释为什么保罗这样说。
And later on, I will elaborate on why Paul says he does not lose heart.
但是一个人真是摸到属灵事情，摸到新约服事的时候，真是会上胆。
But if a person does truly touch upon spiritual matters and the New Testament services, this person should lose heart.
因为人实在不能够承担这样的职事。
Because no man is able to undertake this.
因为他们在这里不是单单做一些外面的事情。
Because as they serve, it's not they are only doing external things.
因为他们在这里是写一封基督的信。
Because they are actually writing an epistle of Christ.
叫这封信写成了之后，来在那里发表基督自己。
So after the epistle is done, they actually manifest Christ.
那保罗他怎么样写这一封信呢
？So how does Paul write this epistle?
他说他不是用笔用墨来写的。
He said it's not written with ink.
不是用物质的一支笔来写的。
It's not written by a material pen.
乃是用永生神的灵来写的。
But with the Spirit of the Living God.
让我们看见原来这个服事是圣灵的一个工作。
So we see that the service is actually the task of the Holy Spirit.
因为只有圣灵才能够把基督写在人的里面。
Because only the Holy Spirit can write Christ in man.
因为只有圣灵才能够在那个把基督启示出来，使人认识基督。
Holy Spirit can reveal Christ so that people can know Him.
因为只有圣灵能够叫人能明白基督的心意。
And only Christ can make men understand the mind of Christ.
也只有圣灵能够把人带到一切真理里面。
And also only Holy Spirit can lead men into all truth.
圣灵是借着万事万物把主耶稣基督的模样写在人的心板上。
And also Holy Spirit through all things to write the Christ into man's heart.
坐在人的身上。
To be formed in man.
好叫圣灵的工作能够成型。在人的身上
in such a way that the work of the Holy Spirit can be actually molded
好像这些人慢慢就成为基督的一封信
and gradually these people become an epistle of Christ
因为这只有圣灵才能做成的
all this can only be done through Holy Spirit
所以他保罗说他不是凭着字句他乃是凭着圣灵靠着圣灵
that's why Paul says not by letters but by the Spirit
因为圣灵是被称为是生命的灵。
Because the Holy Spirit is also called the Spirit of Life.
他把生命赐给人，叫人能够活过来。
He has given the life to man, so men are quickened.
叫这些人成为活的一封信。
So all these people become a living epistle.
叫这些人在那里能够发表基督。把基督的心意把它能够表明出来。
So all these people can manifest Christ and also the will of Christ.
所以保罗他自己说，他活着就是基督。
This is what Paul says to live in Christ.
因为他本身就是基督一封信。
Because Paul himself is an epistle of Christ.
因为圣灵在保罗这个人身上一再做工。
And also because the Holy Spirit has continuously working in Paul.
借许多环境把基督的生命。坐在保罗身上。
Throughout the circumstances, the life of Christ is being formed in Paul.
我们知道今天人只能给人一些字句、一些道理。
We know today what man can offer is just letters or doctrine.
保罗说字句是叫人死的。
But Paul says the letters kill.
若是我们给人一点的道理的话，给人一点律法的一个耶稣的话。
If we simply give people some doctrines or some kind of restrictions from law,
自然而然在那里人就受捆绑，人就再也没有那个生命能力把基督活出来。
So very readily people will be bound without the power to actually live out the life of
Christ. 就叫我们死掉。
In the end, this is death.
所以保罗他说他是用永生神的灵来写的。
So here Paul says he writes the letter by the Spirit of the living God.
并且我们看见圣灵的工作，他在那写的时候，他是工作非常细致、非常细任的。
And also, as the Holy Spirit is writing the letter, his work is so delicate.
就像我们写一封信的时候，我们是在那慢慢在那写。
Just as while we are writing letters, we write them slowly.
一字一字的，一句一句的在那写。
Word by word, phrase by phrase, we write letters.
同样，今天圣灵在我们身上工作也是这样子。
Likewise, this is how the Holy Spirit works in us today.
他总是一点一点的，一句一句的，把主耶稣基督的心意，把主耶稣基督写在我们的身上。
Little by little, phrase by phrase, he will write the heart's desires of Christ into us.
今天做一点，今天写一点，明天做一点，明天写一点。
He writes a little today, he does a little today, and tomorrow he does a little more.
就像古时，那些绣花的人。
This is very much like embroidery in old time.
把那些花绣在一块布上。
All those beautiful flowers are woven into a piece of cloth.
一针一针的绣。
Needle by needle, thread by thread.
一点一点的把那个美丽的花样绣在这一块布上，这个衣服上。
Gradually, this a beautiful design is being embroidered into this garment.
慢慢就把那个整个花美丽的图案就织在这个衣服上。
You could then see this beautiful design, whether it's in a piece of cloth or in clothing.
所以同样，今天圣灵在我们身上的工作也是一样。
So by the same token, the Holy Spirit works in such a way in us.
把主耶稣那美丽的形象一点一点的写在织在我们身上。
He arises and he weaves the very beauty of Christ.Little by little into us.
也把主耶稣的心意的一点一点说在我们心中。
He also speaks the heart of Christ into us little by little.
然后最后，神的心意就能够完全的写在我们身上。
In the end, the will of God will be written, finished in us.
所以我们看见今天教会或说个人就是基督的一封信。
So today, whether it's an individual or the church as a whole, is an epistle of Christ.
这是神的一个心意，神的一个工作。
And this is the work of God, and this is His heart's desire.
今天神拯救我们，今天神把许多恩典天天这样赐给我们。
God has saved us, and daily He has granted us blessings and a grace.
有一个心意，有一个目的。
God does have this purpose.
就是要叫我们这些蒙恩的人，叫教会在地上就能够把基督把它发表出来。
That the church corporately will manifest Christ on earth.
把基督的生命在这里能够把它彰显出来。
So that the life of Christ will be displayed right here.
这样工作谁能够做得了呢？
So who's able to do this kind of work?
这样工作只有圣灵才能做成。
Only the Holy Spirit.
但圣灵是怎么样做这件事情？
How does the Holy Spirit undertake?
保罗告诉更多的教会说。
And Paul says this to the Corinthian church.
你们明显是基督的信，是借着我们修成的。
Clearly, you are an epistle of Christ ministered by us.
在这里让我们看见，原来这一封信，这圣灵所写这一封基督的信。
So here we see that this very epistle, that to be written by the Holy Spirit.
乃是借着服侍的人。
It's actually written through those who serve.
借着神的用人、神的仆人来写的。
Through his servants, through his ministers.
我们看见神的工作从除了起初创造天地万有是神亲自做的。
As we consider the work of God, the creation work at the very beginning when He created the
heavens. 在以后神的工作都是借着人来做的。
That was done by God Him alone, but after that, all of God's work was done through
Him. 神在那里得到一个人，神在那里得到一个器皿。
When God gains a man or a vessel.
然后神就借着这个器皿来成全神旨意里面所要做的工作。
Then God will accomplish His will through this vessel.
所以我们就看见这个服侍人就非常重要了。
Therefore, we see the person who serves is very crucial.
这个人是不是能合神的心意？
Is this person after God's heart?
他是不是能够照着神的旨意在那服侍
？Is he serving according to the will of God?
就影响到神的工作是不是能够做成
？All this will affect whether God's work will be accomplished.
所以我们看见神在历世历代里面一直在寻找一个人，寻找一些器皿。
So we see God throughout the ages and generations is looking for vessels.
要借他们来做成神所要做的工作。
So through them, God can accomplish His own work.
但是我们知道，这个和神使用的这个器皿，它形成也是一个渐进，是一个进行式。
But we do know that the forming of vessels useful for God to use is done progressively and constantly going on.
神要使用一个人，就是一直在他身上一直在做工，一直在做工。
For God to use a person, He has to constantly work in this person.
让这个人越过越合乎神的心意，合乎神的要求。
So more and more, this person becomes. to be acceptable to God according to His will.
来才来使用他。
Only then could God use them.
所以一个服侍人他必须明白到底神要做什么工。
So a person who serves has to understand exactly what the task God wants to accomplish.
神做工的内容是什么？神做工的目的是为了什么
？And what's the content and the purpose of God's task?
这个就说到一个要。让神使用的人，他必须要个属灵的认识，属灵的看见。
Now this tells us that for a person to be actually used by God, has to have this spiritual understanding and insight.
他必须要一个属灵的意象。
He has to have this spiritual vision.
这个意象就控制他一生服事的道路。
Because this vision governs the whole way of his service.
那我们知道这个意象也是一个渐进式的。
But even we know that the vision itself is progressive.
这个意象在它里面是越过越明亮越清楚的。
This vision in this person who serves God should become more and more clear and bright.
这个属灵认识也是越过越深的。
So this spiritual understanding should be more and more deep.
所以我们看见一个神所用的人，他的属灵光景就非常重要。
So we know that the person can be used by God whose spiritual condition is extremely important.
他是不是能够继续从神在那有所看见有所领受？
Whether he will be able to continue to have the insight and receiving from God himself.
神是不是一直能够把他心一直向他打开，让他明白神所要做的工作，神的心意是什么
？Whether God is able to continue to open up his heart to this person to show what his desire is.
一个人属灵光景若是慢慢暗淡的话
，This is all very important because if a person Spiritual light grows dim.
可能起初他所得到的看清，他所得到的启示也慢慢就暗淡掉了。
Then most likely the insight, the vision that he had at first grows dim.
最后可能他其实所得到的意象就失去了。
Toward the end, the vision he had once had probably would be lost.
所以我们看见在圣经里面，许多神所用的仆人，他们的确有一个很明确的意象。
So here we do see that all the people used by God in the Bible have this very clear vision.
他们知道神拯救百姓，要把神的百姓带到哪里去
？Because they do know after God has saved His people, where does God want to lead?
正如摩西一样
，just as Moses did.
摩西把以色列百姓从埃及带领出来的时候
，when Moses led all the Israelites out of Egypt.
他很清楚要把以色列百姓带到迦南美地区。
He was crystal clear on the destination, that is the land of Canaan, that he would bring these people to.
这是神拯救以色列百姓的一个目的。
And this is the very purpose that God saved the Israelites then.
因着他有这样意象，有这样看见。
And because he had this insight and vision.
当他去服事的时候，他才不会受周遭人事物的影响。
So while he was serving, he would not be impacted by all the things that matters around him.
不会觉得这个事情也可以做，那个事情也可以做。
He would not dare to think, well, maybe I could do this or other things I could do too.
他必须有确定的目标。
Because he had to have a definite goal.
他知道要把神的百姓带到哪里去。
He had to know for sure where he wanted to bring God.
所以当摩西在西乃山底下建造会幕的时候也是一样。
Now this is the same way as at the foot of Mount Sinai while he was building the tabernacle.
神把会幕的样式启示给摩西。
After God has shown him the pattern of the tabernacle,
摩西知道这个会幕的目的呢，是要让神居住在神的百姓当中。
Moses knew that the very purpose of the tabernacle is for God to dwell among them.
他也知道要用怎样材料来建造这些会幕。
He also knew what kind of material to use.
他也知道会幕里面各样器具它的尺寸大小应该是怎么样。
As well as all the measurement sizes of the furnishings in the tabernacle, he knew them.
他对这些必须有一个清楚的一个蓝图。
He had to have this clear blueprint.
然后他才知道去告诉以色列百姓要把怎样的礼物带来。
Then he was able to tell the Israelites to bring what kind of gifts.
神所要那些礼物那些材料是哪些。
He could tell them what are the gifts and materials that God wanted.
当他们去建造的时候神的百姓才知道说神所要建造那些器具它尺寸到底是怎样的大小。
And while they were building the tabernacle, all the people would know the measurements of the sizes of the utensils.
他们才能完全照着神的心意上面建造这个会幕。
So everything was able to be done according to God's will.
当他们把这个会幕建造起来照着神的心意建造起来的时候
After they had built the tabernacle according to God's will,
神的荣光就充满在会幕里面。
God's glory filled the whole tabernacle.
神的同在就在那里。
God's presence was there.
这样就达到满足神的心意。
And then God's heart was satisfied.
所以我们看见一个服事的人，他在神面前的光景是非常重要的。
So here we do see that a person who serves God, whose condition before God was extremely.
因为神是借他们，圣灵是借他们来写基督这封信。
Because Holy Spirit used them to write this epistle.
所以我们看见保罗所承受的职事就是这样一个职事。
So here we see the kind of ministry that Paul had undertaken is one.
他的服事乃是在那写基督的信。
While he was serving, he was actually writing this letter.
乃是借着永生神的灵在写。
And this is done through the Spirit.
他不是凭着他自己
，not by himself，
他乃是凭着圣灵
，but by the Holy Spirit。
他在那里做神的工的时候，他不是在凭着自己来做工。
So while Paul was doing God's work, it is not done by himself.
他不是给人一些道理、一些教训而已。
He wasn't simply giving teachings and doctrines to man.
他在那里借着服事，把基督的生命、把基督的恩典带给人。
But instead, through his services, he brought the life and grace of Christ to people.
只有当人得到基督的生命，人才能活起来。
Because only when a person has received the life of Christ, this person can be made alive.
所以保罗他说呢，他能够大胆的讲说。
And this is what Paul says. I am speaking of this boldly.
因为他知道他不是凭他自己能够做这些事。
Because he knew it's not by himself that he was able to do all this.
因为他知道他是凭着圣灵，因为圣灵必要做成这样工作。
And he knew that it's by the Holy Spirit, and he will for sure accomplish his work.
若是保罗他凭着他自己的话，我想他不敢去做。
If Paul did this by his own means, I believe that he wouldn't dare to do it.
他一定上胆。
He will lose heart.
但他却能够大胆地说。
But here he says so boldly.
因为他知道他所承受这个职事，这个极大的一个职事。
Because he didn't know that this ministry he has undertaken such a tremendous one.
他所传的福音是一个荣耀的一个福音。
Because the gospel he preached was a glorious gospel.
他在那是一个属灵的职事，他在那是一个叫人称义的一个职事。
There he was undertaking this ministry of the Spirit and righteousness.
不像旧约摩西。
It's not like Moses.
摩西所代表是律法。
Moses represents the law.
他所代表是一个属实的一个职事，是一个定罪的职事。
He represents this ministry of condemnation and of the earth.
因为当律法传出来的时候
，When the law was given.
只叫人看见自己的罪。
People saw their own sin.
当律法传出来的时候，人看见自己都在神的定罪底下。
When the law was decreed, the people would understand everyone was condemned under sin.
因为没有一个人能够凭着律法、守律法来被神称义。
None could be justified by the works of law.
人不能凭着守律法得到基督的生命。
We can never have the life of Christ simply by abiding in the law.
虽然摩西的执事也有荣光。
Even though the ministry of Moses was glorious.
因为他是从神而来的。
Because this ministry was given to him from God.
但是这个荣光是渐渐褪去的。
However, this glory faded away gradually.
因为这个律法这个荣光是有时间性的。
Because this glory had a time frame.
但是保罗知道他所承担的职事。
However, Paul knew that the ministry that he took up.
他服侍是一个属灵的职事。
Was a spiritual one.
他的服侍是叫人在神面前可以被神称义。
His services enable people to be justified before God.
他的服事是叫人在神面前能够得到叫人能够得到神的生命。
His ministry enable people to receive life from God.
这是一个更大的荣光。
So this is a more glorious light.
这是个长存的。
And also it endured.
因为他所带给人乃是恩典和真理。
Because what Paul brought a man was grace and truth.
因为律法是从摩西来的。
Because law came through Moses.
但是恩典和真理是从耶稣基督来的。
But grace and truth came through Jesus Christ.
所以保罗他才能够大胆的在那边讲说这些。
So here Paul spoke all this so boldly.
因为他知道他所承受这个职事是一个更大荣光的这个职事。
Because he knew the ministry he received was one of greater glory.
所以他说我们既有这样盼望我们就大胆的讲说。
Now, since he said that we have this hope, we have this confidence, we use great boldness of speech.
不像摩西将帕子蒙在脸上叫以色列人不能定睛看到那将会者的崛起。
And like Moses who put a veil over his face so that the children of Israel could not look steadily at the end of what was passing away.
保罗在这里解释摩西当时把帕子蒙在脸上的一个意义。
Now here, Paul was actually explaining the meaning for Moses to put a veil over his face.
我们知道，当摩西上西乃山和神在那40昼夜面对面。
We know that Moses ascended the Mount Sinai and stayed with God 40 days and 49.
在那接受律法。
There he received the law.
当他下山的时候。
So when he came down,
他面皮发光。
His face shone.
所以当以色列百姓看见他面上光的时候，就惧怕，不敢挨近他。
So when people saw the light of his countenance, people were afraid. They would not dare to draw near to him.
不敢定睛看摩西。
They would not look intently at him.
因为那荣光实在太大了。
Because the glory was so great.
所以。就用帕子蒙，他就用帕子蒙在他的脸上。
Therefore, Moses put a veil over his face.
正如我们今天若是正视那个大太阳的话。
Just like while at the strength of the day, the sun during the day.
我们是受不了的。
We cannot stand it.
所以我们必须戴个墨镜或是什么东西稍微遮一下。
So we usually wear sunglasses to cover our eyes.
这样我们稍微才能看见那个阳光。
Now only in such a way we could somehow look at the sunbeam.
所以摩西当时就是因为他脸上有神的荣光环照。
So likewise, Moses, because of the reflection of the glory of God on his face, then
以色列百姓不能定睛看他。
So the sons of Israel would not look at him steadily.
所以他用帕子把他的脸就遮起来。
Therefore, Moses had to put a veil over his face.
保罗在这里解释这段历史的时候。
As Paul was explaining this history here.
他说摩西之所以把帕子蒙在他的脸上。
He said the reason that Moses put a veil over his face.
是怕以色列百姓看见那将会者的崛起。
So that the children of Israel could not look steadily at the end of what was passing away.
那就是说，摩西好像在担心，若是继续看的话呢，看见他脸上荣光慢慢就消失掉，就没有了。
As though Paul is saying that Moses, because he had this apprehension that when the glory fades away, when people saw that the glory is passing away.
他怕 最后以色列百姓看见摩西荣光，最后就没有了。
He was apprehended that in the end the people would recognize that there was no glory anymore.
所以用帕子就遮起来。
That's why he covered his face.
所以以色列百姓他就看不见这个荣光，慢慢会退去掉。
So in such a way, the Israelites would not be able to see the glory that was fading away.
原来当时摩西之所以用帕子遮盖的原因是这样子。
So this is the reason why Moses put a veil over his face then.
现在保罗他告诉我们。
But now Paul tells us.
他今天的执事不是像摩西这样执事。
That his ministry is not like the ministry of Moses.
因为这个荣光是不会退去的。
Because the glory will not fade away.
这个荣光是永远的一个荣光。
This glory is an everlasting one.
因为他所传递的福音乃是叫人可以敞开脸来看见这个荣光。
Because this gospel that Paul conveys enables man with unveiled face to look at.
因为这个帕子在基督里面已经被废去了。
It is because the veil in Christ has been taken away.
我们知道在旧约里面会幕里面有至圣所。
We know that in the Old Testament in the In the temple, you have this holy of holies.
至圣所里面有约柜。
And in which there is this ark of the covenant.
约柜呢是代表神，代表神荣光在那里。
Which represents the glory of God.
而在至圣所外面有一个幔子遮住。
And outside the most holy, you have this veil to cover it.
以色列百姓祭司都不能够进到至圣所。
So Israelites or even priests cannot enter into this most holy.
只有大祭司一年一次能够进去。
Only the high priest once a year is allowed to go.
并且他进去的时候还需要带着血。
Even so, he had to bring blood with him.
但是在新约里我们可以看见。
But in New Testament, we could see this.
原来那个幔子
，the veil then
已经裂开了
，is a rent apart.
因为当主耶稣在十字架上断气的时候
，Because when our Lord Jesus breathed his last on the cross，
幔子就从上到下裂开了。
The very veil was torn in two from top to bottom。
人现在可以直接来到至圣所。
Now the man can simply come into the most holy。
来到耶柜那里。
Come before the ark。
来到神的荣光的那里。
Right before the presence of his glory。
在那里可以亲近神。
There they could draw near to God。
所以希伯来书就告诉我们
That's what Hebrews tells us this.
因着耶稣的血我们可以坦然进到至圣所里面
Because of the blood of Jesus we can come boldly into the most holy
也借着他为我们开了一条又新又活的道路
And through Lord Jesus he had opened for us this new and living way
是经过幔子这个幔子就是他的身体
And through this veil that is flesh
我们看见福音已经为我们打开一条来到神面前的道路。
So we see the gospel has now opened up this way to come before God.
但是以色列百姓他没有看见这个幔子已经被已经裂开了。
But the Israelites had not seen that this veil was now opened.
他们不知道人今天可以直接来到至圣所，来到神面前来亲近神。
So they did not know that today men can come to the most holy to draw near to God themselves.
他没有看见摩西脸上的荣光已经被褪去了。
They did not see that the glory on the countenance of Moses had passed away.
因为他们心中还有个帕子。
It's all because they still had this veil in their heart.
这个帕子就挡住他们看不见原来那个摩西律法所代表的那荣光已经褪去已经废掉了。
So this veil prevented them from seeing that the glory from receiving the law had already passed away.
现在人靠耶稣基督的救赎人就可以直接来到至圣所来到神面前。
So, by the redemption of our Lord Jesus Christ, men can simply come before God.
结果他们现在每天在诵读旧约的时候这个帕子还在那里。
So even when they read Old Testament, nowadays they still have this veil over their heart.
因为他们不认识主耶稣基督，就是神的儿子，神的救赎
Because they did not know the Lord Jesus Christ is the Son of God and is the very redemption of God.
保罗说，因为为什么他们每次诵读旧约圣经的时候，他们不能明白呢？
And here Paul tells us why every time they read the Old Testament they could not understand.
因为他们心地刚硬。
Because their minds were hardened.
因为当主耶稣道成肉身来到地上的时候。
Because when the Lord Jesus became flesh and came to the world,
他们不相信他，拒绝他。
They did not believe him. They refused him.
他们没有看见这个在肉身里面这个耶稣，肉身的耶稣里面他是神。
They did not see this Jesus in flesh. God actually was within them.
他就是神的自己。
Because Christ Jesus is God himself.
因为他们是从肉身来认识主耶稣。
Because they came to know Jesus Christ in the flesh.
所以主耶稣就成为他们一个帕子。
Therefore, the Lord Jesus had actually became the very veil for them.
因为主耶稣肉身呢就遮蔽他们眼睛，没有看见主耶稣里面的真正的一个真，他真的是神的儿子。
The flesh of Jesus Christ actually obscured their eyes, so they could not see that this is actually the Son of God.
他没有看见主耶稣的肉身裂开，就为人开一条肉又去又活道路。
They did not see that Jesus' flesh was broken and also inaugurated this new and living way.
因为他们是凭着主耶稣外貌来认识他。
Because they came to know Christ through our flesh.
正如使徒保罗没有得救之前也是一样。
It's、just like Paul was before he was saved.
他说从前是凭着外貌认识基督。
He said, I used to know Christ by flesh.
现在已经不再凭外貌认识了。
But no longer do I do it now.
因此他们心地刚硬。
Because their minds were hardened.
他们没有从这个肉身的耶稣里面看见他就是神。
They did not see that Jesus in the flesh actually is God.
他就是律法所表明所预言那位基督自己。
They did not see that this Jesus is actually the very prophesied the law by law.
律法一切意义都已经成就成应验在主耶稣基督的身上了。
All the meanings of the law have now already been fulfilled.
因着他们心地刚硬，他们没有转向主。
Because their minds were hardened, they did not turn to Christ.
什么时候他们心转向主的时候，这个帕子就几时就出去了。
But whenever their heart turned to the Lord, the veil was taken away.
所以在这里让我们可以看见一个人不能明白神的话。
So here we see that if a person does not understand the word of God,
就是因为心没有转向主。
It's all because this person's heart has not turned to the Lord.
这是人的心地刚硬。
And that's what the Bible says, the minds were hardened.
所以人就没办法读神的话，就没有办法明白神的话。
And this is why when men come to study God's word, they could not understand it.
但是什么时候人的心转向主？
But whenever this person's heart turns to the Lord,
帕子就被除去了。
And there, the veil is taken away.
帕子被除去的时候，他们就可以看见主的荣光。
And once the veil is taken away, they could see the glory of the Lord.
他们就能够主的，他们就可以好像从镜子反照主的荣光一样。
So they're just like with unveiled face beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord.
然后就渐渐变成主的形状。
And they're being transformed into the same image of the Lord.
荣上加荣，如同从主的影变成。
From glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the
Lord. 所以保罗服侍，保罗执事。
So here Paul's services and his ministry.
他知道他所承受是一个属灵的知识。
To him, he knew he had received a spiritual ministry.
他是凭着圣灵在服侍。
It is by the Holy Spirit that he served.
他不是给人一切字句。
Paul did not give men merely words.
他知道他所传的福音是一个荣耀的福音，是一个有荣光的福音。
And he knew that the gospel he preached was a glorious one.
人可以直接靠着主耶稣基督来到神的面前。
Through the Lord Jesus Christ, man can come directly before God.
人可以敞开他的脸来朝见主。
with unveiled face, they could come and worship God.
因为身体经裂开了。
Because the body had been broken.
因为帕子已经除去了。
Because the veil had been taken away.
人可以坦然无惧来到神面前。
So man can come boldly and confidently before God.
这是个极大荣光的一个执事。
So this is such a tremendous, glorious ministry.
他知道不是凭他自己能够做成这样工作。
Paul knew that it's never by his own means.
是圣灵自己在做。
It is the Holy Spirit.
他不过是一个器皿，他不过是一个凭借就死掉。
He was simply a vessel, a medium.
所以他能够大胆地讲说传递神的福音。
And that's why he could so boldly preach the gospel of God.
因为这个执事是一个何等荣耀的一个执事。
Because how glorious a ministry this is.
是叫人有盼望的一个执事。
This ministry gives men hope.
叫人应得得到主耶稣基督。
So that men, after they have,
他们能够成为基督的一封信。
They could become an epistle of Christ.
他们主的荣光能够慢慢从他们身上能缓照出来。
So the glory of the Lord could gradually reflect from them.
感谢神，今天教会。
We thank God.
他说每一个神的儿女。
Today in the church or every child of God.
我们就是活在这个指望的里面。
We are living in this.
因为圣灵在身上的工作就是这样的工作。
Because this is the work of the Holy Spirit doing in us.
要把我们写成一封基督的信。
He wants to write us all into an epistle of Christ.
叫众人来念诵。
To be read by all.
叫众人借着教会能够认识主耶稣基督，他是谁。
So all men through the church can come to know Jesus Christ.
要叫着所有蒙恩的儿女在那能够发表主耶稣基督。
So that all the children who have received the grace from God could manifest Christ.
也从他们服事里面能够明白神的旨意是什么。
And also through their services, men could understand what God's will is.
感谢神，这是一个荣耀的执事。
We thank God for such a glorious ministry.
弟兄姊妹，这是新约的执事。
Brother and sister, this is the ministry in the New Testament.
这是叫人称义的一个执事。
This is a ministry that justifies.
是叫人有指望的一个知识。
This is the ministry that gives hope.
不仅是这样子。
Not only so.
保罗他说他再也不丧胆。
Paul also says that he does not lose heart.
他知道他能够承受这样的指示，乃是因为神的怜悯。
Because he knows that it is because of the mercy of God that he's able to receive this ministry.
所以我们既然蒙了怜悯，受了这职分，就不丧胆。
So he says, since we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we do not lose heart.
他知道他承受这个职事，不是他凭着他自己。
He knows that it's not by himself. He has undertaken this.
完全是神的怜悯。
Purely it's by God's.
完全是神的恩典。
By His grace.
所以我们看见保罗。他实在是一个最认识自己的人。
So we know that Paul actually is the one who knows himself best.
他认识他自己原来是怎样一种人。
He knows what kind of person he really is.
他原来是一个亵渎神的人。
He knows he was a blasphemer.
他是一个逼迫教会的一个人。
He was a persecutor.
现在他还蒙到这样一个极大的怜悯。
Now he had received such great mercy.
他得到这样一个极大的一个职分。
Such a tremendous ministry.
所以他就不丧胆。
Therefore, he said, I do not lose heart.
因为他不是凭他自己。
Because none of this is done by himself.
一切都是神恩典所做成。
Everything is done by the grace of God.
若他还觉得他自己凭着他自己的话，我想他遇到许多难处的时候，他就要丧胆了。
If he still feels a little bit that he could do anything by himself, then as soon as he encounters difficulties, he will have lost heart.
遇到许多苦难的话，他不丧胆。
And this is the very reason why Paul, facing all the hardships,
他能够一直往前奔跑这条道路。
He continued to run forward in this path.
因为他知道，既然是出于神的怜悯。
Because he knew everything was from God's mercy.
神也必会用恩典来供应他进这个职事的一个需要。
And he knew for sure God will provide for her through His grace to finish this ministry.
他知道在许多苦难当中，神的恩典是够他用的。
Because among the multitude of adversity, God's grace is sufficient.
所以他不退缩，他不丧胆。
So he never flinched. He never lost.
因为这是神恩典。
Because this is God's grace.
并且他说，乃将那些暗昧可耻的事去解了。
Paul also says, we have renounced the hidden things of shame.
他是一个洁净的器皿。
So Paul is a cleansed vessel.
一方面的确是神的怜悯,
on the one hand, this is from God's mercy.
另外方面看见这个器皿它实在是一个洁净的器皿,
on the other hand, we also see this very vessel is a sanctified one.
他弃绝那些可羞耻那些暗面的事那些罪恶玷污的事情,
because he has renounced all the hidden things of shame, the sinful things.
所以他能够成为神合用的器皿,
therefore he became a vessel useful for God.
神能够把这样的职事, 把这样的责任托付给他,
therefore God was able to entrust him with such services and ministry.
在彼得后书他那里, 在跟提摩太后书那里也告诉我们,
and in 2 Timothy we read,
他说人若自洁, 脱离卑贱的事,
if man cleanses from these things, those base things,
必作贵重的器皿, 成为圣洁, 合乎主用,
they will become vessels for honor, useful for the masters, for the master.
预备行各样的善事,
fully equipped to do every good work.
为什么神使用这个器皿呢?
Why does God use a particular
vessel?
Because this is one who is willing to be delivered from all the base things. He has set himself apart. He has not been defiled by all the surrounding filthy things. And he has renounced the hidden things of shame.
他成为贵重的器皿,
he has now become a vessel for honor.
他成为合神心意的一个器皿,
a vessel useful for God.
所以神就能使用他,
and that's why God is able to use him.
所以弟兄姐妹今天也让我们可以看见一个神所使用的人,
brothers and sisters, it shows us today that for a person to
他说,
be used by God, or to say a person hopes to be used by God,
必须要自觉,
has to cleanse,
要脱离那些卑贱的事物,
has to deliver himself from all those,
要与这个世界有个分别,
has to be separate from this world.
不是一个随着潮流世俗上生活的一种人,
it's not a person who simply lives going with the tide.
他必须要成为贵重的器皿,
he has to become this vessel for honor.
他承受这个荣耀的, 荣耀的主,
so he is able to contain this glorious Lord.
他才能把那个荣耀主, 荣耀恩典的主, 把它分递出去,
only in so doing he was able to live out this Christ, this Lord.
所以我们看见保罗他就是这样一个器皿,
and here we see Paul is such a vessel.
并且他说他不行诡诈不妙讲神的道,
and also he said he does not walk in cunningness, craftiness, or adulterate God's word,
只将真理表明出来,
simply manifest the truth,
因着他知道他蒙了神的恩典怜悯,
because he knew that he had received the grace and mercy from God,
他忠心于神给他托付,
he was faithful to the entrustment that God,
他忠心于神的话语,
he was faithful in God's word,
他再不行诡诈不妙讲神的道理,
he never walked in craftiness,
在前面二章那里告诉我, 告诉我们说, 他说有一些人他为了利益在混乱神的道,
and before we read that, Paul said that there were certain people for again they peddle God's word.
他们在妙讲神的道理,
they adulterate God's word.
他们只是为了满足人的需要, 为了讨人欢喜,
simply to please man, to satisfy man's needs.
他们把金钱当作一个得利的门路,
they take godliness as a means for gain.
但是保罗这个器皿,
but Paul as a vessel,
这一个贵重的器皿,
as a vessel for honor,
他讲解神的话的时候, 他能够把神的心意把它发表出来,
as he expounds the word of God, he simply manifests the will of God,
他不是在讨人的欢喜,
he's not there pleasing people,
他不是因为人喜欢听他来讲神的话,
it's not that he speaks God's word according to what man likes to hear,
他乃是忠心地把神的话语这么解释出来,
faithfully he simply explains God's word,
他只单单的要 要讨主的欢喜,
and solely he wants to please God.
我们感谢神, 这实在是个荣耀, 贵重的一个器皿,
we thank God truly such a one is a vessel for honor.
所以当他在服侍的时候,
so as Paul serves,
他不上胆,
he does not lose heart,
他不灰心,
he's not disappointed,
因为他看见这一切都是不是凭他自己,
because he sees all this are not from himself.
他知道他, 之所以呢承担这样的责任，承担这样心意的指示。
And he knows that the reason he's sufficient for this responsibility, this ministry of the New Testament,
完全是神的恩典。
Is purely by God's.
一切都是出于神自己。
Everything is from God Himself.
他知道他所得到这个指示是一个。荣耀的一个指示。
And he also knows that the ministry he has received is a glorious one.
他所得到这个指示是新约的一个指示。
The ministry he has received is a ministry of New Testament.
我们感谢神。
We give thanks to God.
我们都是在新约里面的蒙恩的人。
All of us are people who have received His grace in New Testament.
我们的服事也应该是一个新约的服事。
So our services should be the services in New Testament.
我们所得到的只是一个属灵的知识。
And the ministries we have received are spiritual ones.
我们带给人呢，是叫人能够在神面前称义。
What we can bring to people is for them to be justified.
叫人在神面前能够有一个对的一个生活。
For them to live right before God.
弟兄姊妹，这只有圣灵常做这个工作。
Sisters,
我们感谢神，按着神的恩典来说。
Now, we thank God according to God's grace.
每一个人应该都是神的用人，神的仆人。
Every single one of us should be God's minister and should be His servant.
但是怎样的人才真正成为神的用人呢
？But what kind of people can actually become His servants?
一方面要认识我们自己。
On the one hand, we have to come to
看见一切都是神的恩典，都是神的恩典。
Knowing seeing that everything is by His grace.
不是凭着我们一点热忱。
Not by our zeal.
不是凭着我们一点热心。
Not by our fervor.
我们在我们，在我们来，对我们来说，我们是一无所有的人。
As to us, we have nothing.
我们所有一切都是从神而来的。
Everything that we have is from God.
另外一方面，我们看见我们必须与这个世界有分别。
Now, on the other hand, we have to come to see this. We need to be set apart from the world.
我们要洁净自己。
We need to cleanse ourselves.
我们脱离那些卑贱的事物。
We need to be delivered from all those base things.
叫世界不会影响我们。
So that the world will not impact.
叫世界污秽不会玷染我们。
So that all the defilement from the world will not contaminate us.
我们愿意洁净自己，成为贵重的器皿。
That we'll be willing to cleanse ourselves.
因为只有一个。洁净贵重的器皿，神才能够使用。
Only a sanctified vessel for honor could be used by God.
神才能借着他们在那里写一封基督的信。
Only through a vessel like this could God write a letter.
神能借着他们把基督恩典能够带给人。
And only through them like this, God can bring the His grace.
神借着他们能够叫基督的生命能够显在人的身上。
So through vessels like this, God.The life of Christ can be manifested.
叫人得到基督的生命，他们就活过来了。
So that when people receive the life of Christ, they come alive.
他们就能够把基督的生命带在那里，把它活出来，彰显出来。
And all these vessels of honor are able to manifest and live out the life of Christ.
感谢神。
We thank God.
按着我们本性来说，我们都是败坏的。
According to our nature, we're all corrupt.
我们都是亚当的族类。
We're all the generation of Adam.
但是今天神把他儿子基督赐给我们。
But today, God has given His only begotten Son, Lord Jesus Christ.
今天我们都有基督生命的人。
So today, we're all those who have the life of Christ.
今天永生神的灵继续在我们身上要做成他的工作。
So today, the Holy Spirit, the living God, will continue to work in us.
天天在我们身上做工。
Daily, He works in us.
天天在我们身上写字。
Daily, He writes in us.
怎样的人能够成为这封书信呢？这封基督的信呢
？Who can actually become the very epistle of Christ？
我们要接受神在我们身上的工作。
Only when we are willing to accept His work in us。
因为神的灵在我们身上写字的时候，我想那是一个不好受的工作，
Because、
不好受的一个情形。
When the Holy Spirit, of God is writing an epistle in us。It's not a very enjoyable moment.
若是有人用一个针线在我们身上绣刺的话，那我们会受不了，是不是
？Can you imagine should a person, use a needle to embroider something in you? That's not something, you can take.
这就是今天圣灵在我们身上所做的工作。
But that's exactly what Holy Spirit is doing in us.
他一针一针的把基督的形象，把基督的美丽绣在我们身上。
Thread by thread. He is forming the the very beauty and the form of Christ in us.
只有那些愿意接受十字架工作的人。
Only those who are willing to take the dealings of the cross.
神在身上才能写成一封基督的信。
Can God actually write in them this very epistle of Christ?
这样在那里会发表基督。
Only then could we actually manifest Christ.
让人能够认识基督。
So people can know Christ through us.
让人能够明白基督的心意。
So people could understand the heart of Christ.
因为这一封基督的信也是在那把神永远的心意把它发表出来。
Because the very epistle of Christ actually declares God's eternal purpose.
神借这封基督的信，把基督的心思意念，把基督自己在那发表出来。
Through this epistle of Christ, God actually is manifesting the thoughts, the minds, the purpose of God.
叫人认识基督，也得着基督。
So people can know Christ and can actually gain Him.
讲到这里，请弟兄姊妹做些祷告。
Now I conclude my sharing at this point. Brother, could you please say prayer to close it?
让我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们感谢您，你已经把我们心中的帕子挪去。
Lord, we thank you for you have already removed the veil from our hearts.
借着我们常常听到的信息，你光照我们。
Through the messages that we hear from you often, you have shined your light upon us.
每次被主光照的时候，我们都知道，我们不敢靠自己，只敢靠。主给我们里面的主的生命来服侍主。
Lord, we know that when you shine your light into our hearts, we know that we cannot trust in ourselves, but in you who gives us the strength to serve you.
每次听到扎心的话，我们心里就欢喜。
And every time we hear your words, we rejoice.
因为我们知道主在我们身上的工作又向前一步。
Because we know that your work, which you desire to do in us, has moved one step forward.
我们要把这奇妙的工作因为这个奇妙的工作来赞美主，感谢主。
We want to praise you and thank you for the work that you want to do in us.
求主继续带领我们每天的生活。
May you continue to lead us, Lord, every day.
常常想到主。
So that we would always meditate upon you.
祷告靠主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.